family of outdoor adventurers from Seldovia has completed their latest epic adventure. Aaron McKittrick and Brett Wood Higman, joined by 4-year-old Katmai and 2-year-old Latuya, hiked and pack raft more than 800 miles around the entirety of Cook Inlet. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
The Higman-McKittrick family started its long journey around Cook Inlet back in March, when winter was only beginning to loosen its grip and a world of snow and ice was making way for water. The crusty edges of ice along the beaches of Ketchumak Bay made a fun game for 4-year-old Katmai, who raced with his dad running along and smashing the ice into the ground.
What are you again?
A blubberosaurus.
A blubberosaurus? They have such a funny way of running.
Why?
I don't know. You're the blubberosaurus. You could tell me.
And what exactly is a blubberosaurus? Well, in the mind of Katmai, it's apparently a type of dinosaur that enjoys trotting along precarious ice shelves. McKittrick says that keeping the kids entertained and the traveling fun was the key to being able to cover such a great distance with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, they had a great time. I mean, because a 4-year-old was kind of our limiting factor, we designed a trip that was, you know, pretty much ideal for a 4-year-old. You know, he got to relax when we were paddling in the raft, and he got to run and walk on the beach, and both the kids got to spend lots and lots of time just playing on all kinds of different beaches.
When we last checked in with the family, they were just about to depart from Anchorage, transitioning from the populated east side of Cook Inlet to the west side.
Yeah, you start going down the west side and, you know, pretty soon there's far, far more brown bears than people. And a lot of just really, you know, incredible coastline and waterfalls and just basically all that kind of gorgeous wilderness.
There were, of course, some people on the west side, including families of Cook Inlet set netters, inhabitants of the village of Tyonic, and workers at oil industry facilities. Higman says some of these people helped the family with its prearranged food supply drops along the way.
I want to say thank you to all the folks who helped us out along the way. I mean, this was more so than any trip we've ever done. It was a social trip as well as a wilderness adventure, and people everywhere were just wonderful to us, and we really, really appreciate that.
He says the most technically challenging stretch of the trip was the tidal flats at the head of the inlet. With very muddy conditions all along the Susitna Delta, the family took to their 2 inflatable pack rafts to get through most of the area. Higman says fair weather and swift tidal currents made that part of the journey less difficult than it could have been. Of course, not all of the trip was sunshine and roses, though, and the family spent more than a few days holed up in a tent. On one particularly nasty day, when McKittrick's mother was along for part of the trip, 2-year-old Latuya had to resort to doing her sun dance under the rain-spattered tent.
Can you do a sun dance?
Yeah.
Okay, do a sun dance.
Oh, I want to see a sun dance.
McKittrick says it was worth it in the end when the family came to its end point at Cape Douglas, where Cook Inlet turns into Shelikof Strait. They arrived there on a Friday, July 12th.
It was neat to see Kodiak in the view and just be like, okay, we're not in Cook Inlet anymore. We actually did go all the way around.
800 miles in 4 months around the coastline of Cook Inlet. So what did you do on your summer vacation? Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.